Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
We are your statewide program of record all across the state of Nevada in great communities like Hawthorne, listening on 98.7 FM. Yeah. And by the way, in Hawthorne on KAVB, I know they're listening now, and they are part of the Nevada Talk Network on KAVB 98.7. They're going to be attending a meeting in Hawthorne coming up next Thursday. And it deals with the route of I-11. I thought the route of I-11 was pretty much predetermined. It is an interstate that we originally knew. And by the way, reason I'm slightly distracted is I'm getting bits and pieces of news relative to Danny Tarkanian. We're going to have him on, by the way, 11:45, so we'll talk with him in just a little bit. But I thought the route from Vegas to Reno was pretty much established, and now we're finding out, well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Anyway, tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Fred Weinberg. He's the CEO of Nevada Radio LLC, and, of course, he is the head of the Nevada Talk Network, of which KAVB 98.7 is a part. Fred, first of all, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. You're stuck up there in the snow, are you not?
I am looking out the front of my house, and there's like 9 inches. I live in Washoe Valley, and there's like 9 inches of snow. That's more snow than I've seen in the front of my house, I think, since I've lived here, which is 6 years now.
Wow. Wow.
At least our lakes will be full again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me ask you. Now, NDOT's having this public session coming up next Thursday. It's going to be in Hawthorne. Do we know where, when, and how, and all of that?
Yeah, doors open at the USO Convention Center. By the way, if you've never been to Hawthorne, it's worth the drive. Presuming that snow will be off the ground by then. It's worth the drive because in 1926, the United States Army built what is now the world's largest, and they hate it when I call it this. It's the largest ammo dump in the world. They call it a depot, but it's where all the ammunition is either received, made, stored for both the Army and the Navy. And you know, one of the reasons that we're arguing about where Interstate 11 goes is that the Interstate Highway System in the Eisenhower administration was originally conceived and built for reasons of national security. And if they were to bypass Hawthorne, what good would an interstate highway be if it bypassed one of the world's largest ammunition depot? I mean, it would be silly. And that's why the folks in Hawthorne are up in arms. That plus, let's face it, it's an integral part of the route from Las Vegas to Reno. And as you said, it was pretty well established that U.S. 95 would be that route. Now it's come to our attention that maybe they'd like to run the route when it comes off Tonopah to go through Gabs, which, if you want to look at a map, takes you up the middle of the state and dumps into I-80 somewhere between, say, Jessup and Lovelock. How does that make any sense? So here's what we're going to do. We're going to broadcast this meeting on the network. And the reason we're going to broadcast this meeting, and we'll make it available to any other radio station that wants to take it or any other television station that wants to record it. The reason we're going to broadcast this meeting is if we were to broadcast the Reno meeting, you'd have 8 people there. But you know this place is going to be packed, and it's going to be the USO building, which is a beautifully restored USO hall. There used to be, 200 of them around the country during World War II. This is one of two that are left, and they spent quite a bit of time and money restoring it. It's just a beautiful place. Although I will say we've had to do some work to get the acoustics where we want it. They didn't think of that during World War II. And this place has been sitting there since the beginning of World War II, and it's their convention center now. Anybody can come. The only thing I'm going to caution people, especially the folks in Hawthorne, feelings are running kind of high, and these are state employees, and I think we have an obligation to hear them out and be polite.
Have they given you any indication of why they want to avoid communities like Hawthorne, Yerington, and even some other major communities on the way from Vegas to Reno?
Well, NDOT's official position is that they're just gathering public input, that it's going to be a long time before a shovel hits the dirt. But given the Trump administration, it may not be so long. Remember what the first thing that President Trump said is infrastructure and a lack of or rolling back red tape and permitting. Now, so a road that would normally take 10 years to build may take 3 or 4 years to build. They have to acquire right-of-way. Well, the nice thing about U.S. 95 is a lot of that right-of-way is already there. And, nobody said, it showed up as one of the alternatives on a map on a website. And it doesn't make any sense. I know that there are stakeholders there. The trucking industry, maybe sees 6 miles less to drive. Well, we don't build roads for the trucking industry. We build roads for the people who live in the state that pay for them. And, to ignore not only the world's largest ammunition depot, but to ignore the 4,000 or so folks who live in Mineral County would just be a crime. I mean, it would be governmental malpractice. That's our position. And we stick up for the radio stations on our network and the towns that host those radio stations.
Fred Weinberg joining us. He is the CEO of Nevada Radio LLC, operating this vast network, the Nevada Talk Network, all across the state. Many of them carry this very radio show. What are elected officials telling you, those that represent Yerington, those that represent Hawthorne and other communities?
Well, 2 years ago, the legislature unanimously passed a resolution saying that 95 should be the route. When our legislature unanimously passes anything, that's a miracle. So clearly the legislature is on board. Ron Connect, who is both of our good friends, sits on the board of NDOT. He'll have a vote. And he is looking at this saying, yeah, give me some reason that it shouldn't be on 95, and nobody can seem to come up with those reasons. in their defense, there may be some reason. You know, the first question a lot of people who have been in Nevada for a long time would ask is, who owns the land and gaps? You know, those of us who are listening on KELY and Ely certainly remember the power plants that went away, thanks to our former senior senator. And the question there was, who had an incentive to do that? Well, his sons, apparently, and a solar project. So, you know, those things do happen. But I don't see that here. It just doesn't make any sense.
Okay, one more time, the site of the meeting, the time of the meeting, the day of the meeting. Give us the who, what, where, when, why.
It is the doors open at 4:30. We're going on the air at 5. By the way, we're leading a hockey game. I forget who.
You're preempting the Golden Knights?
No, we're not preempting. It's to consider this the pregame show.
Okay, fair enough. I was going to say.
We were kidding about we should have Marc-Andre Fleury full patch, but we'd have to have a helicopter to take him back down to Las Vegas.
We could do it. You can accomplish anything, Fred.
Yeah, I think that might be a big ask. But, you know, what if we had a meeting and a hockey game broke out?
Oh, my God. Okay, so next Thursday.
We're on the air at 5 o'clock, and it should run a couple hours.
Very good. Fred, thanks so much, man. Always good to talk to you, and thanks so much for what you do, not just for Hawthorne, but for the entire state, putting together this talk radio network that includes myself and Wayne Allen Root. Thank you so much. You do so much for so many people. We really appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon.
We will. Talk to you later.
There you go. Fred Weinberg, the CEO of Nevada Radio LLC, a big meeting, NDOT, public hearing. Next Thursday in Hawthorne, be there. There is breaking news on the Danny Tarkanian front. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now. In a city known for its great food, lunch in Las Vegas just got a whole lot better. Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's right. The amazing kitchen and serving staff at Rhythm Kitchen is now serving up an incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet. Every weekday, beginning at 11, you can enjoy white tablecloth service upstairs in the Grand Ballroom at Rhythm Kitchen. This amazing New Orleans-style buffet features catfish, jambalaya, hush puppies. I just love them. Fried okra, and so much more, plus a full salad bar. And all for just $13.95, including a soft drink. That's right, just $13.95. So whether you're looking for a classy business lunch or you're on the clock and you want a great meal fast, make lunch plans today at Rhythm Kitchen on South Decatur at Sunset, just off the 215. Don't forget, the New Orleans-style lunch buffet opens weekdays at 11. For reservations or menu specials, check them out at rhythmkitchenlv.com. That's rhythmkitchenlv.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
I'm Cosette Vergeri. I'm an attorney, and I'm a client of City National Bank. When I started my law practice, one of the very important things was choosing the right bank. The initial referral to City National Bank came from Richard Moon. He is my CPA.
She was looking to establish a banking relationship, and I had been with City National about 3 years.
There was a much more personal touch, much more interest in who I was as an individual, who I was as a lawyer, and what I needed to do with my business. And the online services are really great because I can manage my accounts from anywhere I'm traveling, which really helps me handle my business.
The referral did get me a date.
It did lead to a marriage.
I would never think of leaving City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Wow! You want to talk about tremors? There's been no earthquake here, but Danny Tarkanian, in a release today, this is from Tarkanian Press, and this is, I'll just read you a bunch of this. I entered the U.S. Senate race after receiving an outpouring of requests from Trump supporters throughout Nevada, many of whom stood by both me and Donald Trump in 2016. These grassroots supporters saw in me a fierce defender of President Trump's America First agenda. Late Wednesday, the president and members of his political team reached out to me and asked me to consider supporting the America First agenda as a congressional candidate by running again in CD3, where I nearly won in 2016 in what was one of the most expensive and closest congressional races in America. This was not something I ever considered. In my travels throughout the state, I've had so many wonderful people thank me for running for the U.S. Senate. They thought in our message, or they believe in our message and the cause. My incredible staff, mostly volunteers, have invested thousands of hours into the cause. I owe an enormous debt of gratitude to them. I do not want to let any of them down. I have always believed that public service is doing what is in the best interest of the people you represent, not yourself politically. I believe with every ounce of my body that the future of our country and a better life for our children requires the implementation of the America First agenda. I am confident I would have won the U.S. Senate race and done a great job representing the people of Nevada in the Senate. But the president is adamant that a unified Republican ticket in Nevada is the best direction for the America First movement. With President Trump's full support and endorsement, I am filing to run again in CD3 with the firm belief that we will finish what we started in 2016 and win in 2018. That is the release from Danny Tarkanian. And so I don't know what this means for Victoria Seaman, for others that, you know, I mean, just look at the folks that are running in CD3. They are now going to be running against a candidate with huge name recognition and the what he says is the endorsement of the President of the United States. So I don't. I have reached out to a couple of the candidates to get their reaction. And again, this is the final day of filing. So if somebody has filed for CD3 and they say, well, maybe I'll run in CD4 instead, I don't know how you go about changing that. I really don't. And they've got to like 5 o'clock this afternoon to do it. So I imagine a lot of these candidates are scrambling even as we speak. This is shocking. I was told as late as yesterday that Danny Tarkanian would be filing. What I was not told is what he would be filing for. It turns out he's not going to file for the U.S. Senate. But he is going to be running in CD3. That is the release forwarded to me just about 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago. So I don't know. And by the way, we can get listener reaction as well. Those of you outstate in Yerington, in Battle Mountain, that were expecting to be able to vote for Danny Tarkanian in his race against Dean Heller. Sorry, you'll have to move to CD3. If you want to vote for that one. You want to join us, you want to be a part of it. I'm just going to open up our phone lines because this is a blockbuster event. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. Let's begin with Bob in Las Vegas. Bob, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. I got about 90 seconds before the break. What's up?
All right. As a former federal agent, I just want to say that I think it's if Jeff Sessions doesn't start by terminating Andrew McCabe, the former deputy director of the FBI, and then follow up with Peter Schrock and Lisa Page, we're going to have problems in the future. And the FBI, it's a poor role model, this sort of thing. They should do that. He should do that immediately. And if Sessions doesn't do that by today, tomorrow, then he should be fired. And by the way, P.S., I applaud Danny Tarkanian for his bold move and his good move.
There you go. Thank you, man. We'll get to more of your calls on the other side. I promise we will. This is a blockbuster, totally unexpected. I know there had been a lot of pressure on Danny in the last few days from very powerful people. In fact, at least according to the release, he had heard from the president directly in the last few days. And I saw Danny last night at the Real Chamber meet and greet. At Mingo's, it was a lot of fun. Man, to anybody who's anybody in politics was there. This is a blockbuster, though. We'll get reaction on the other side. Your reaction and others. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada. That tremor that you felt about 20 minutes ago when Danny Tarkanian announced to the world that he was leaving the U.S. Senate race and instead is going to run with the full support and endorsement of the President of the United States, President Trump, that he's going to run for CD3. There are many, many candidates. I saw a bunch of them last night at that Real Chamber, a meet and greet at Mingo's. And I know we all expected maybe a surprise or two, but I don't know that we expected this surprise. Danny Tarkanian, in a statement, said, "I am confident I would have won the U.S. Senate race and done a great job representing the people of Nevada in the Senate. But the president is adamant that a unified Republican ticket in Nevada is the best direction for the America First movement. With President Trump's full support and endorsement, I am filing to run again in CD3 with the firm belief that we will finish what we started in 2016 and win in 2018. We'll see what you think. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you want to talk about it, and I understand. Danny Tarkanian is a major figure in politics in the state of Nevada. The name, obviously, the name recognition itself is worth tens of millions of dollars. Danny, and I've made no mistake, or I've made no pretense, that Danny and I and Amy are friends on the air and off the air. And now he's choosing a different direction to go. We'll see how it plays, not only with other candidates. And we have reached out. I reached out to Victoria Seaman to see if she had some reaction to this news. And this, by the way, on the last day of filing. So if somebody wanted to say, well, I'm not going to run in CD3, I'll run for an assembly seat or I'll run for CD4, let's say, you've got all of about 7 hours to do that. You got just about 7 hours to do that. Anyway, let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Calvin, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead. What do you think of what Danny Tarkanian just did?
I think Danny Tarkanian just lost both elections. There's no way he's going to win. Amy was adamant that he was not going to run for the CD3. She just came on and said she fully supported Mr. Seaman. So now you're splitting everything. You're handing the Senate to Heller again, and now Danny's just going to be in limbo. There's no way he's going to win now.
Well, let me ask you, if the president asks you to do something, do you do it?
You know what? If it was something that you had a good chance of winning, yes. But right now, I thought he had a good chance for the Senate. But right now, when you're going to split the vote, you publicly endorse Seaman at first, and now you're going to run against her, what's going to be your thing to say that she's bad for it? You just supported her. I think he just lost both. I really wish that he'd have stayed with his guns and went for the Senate.
And by the way, I don't know that for a fact. Do you know that for a fact that he did endorse Victoria Seaman?
His wife publicly said on radio she supported him.
Okay.
So if she supports him, I'm thinking he had to as well.
Okay. Fair enough. We'll see how this plays. Calvin, thank you. You want to join us? Maybe you agree with Calvin that this was a bad move by Danny. I'll just tell you, when the President of the United States calls you and offers his support and or his endorsement, a presidential endorsement would be amazing. And in a field of, why I don't even know what it's going to end up being, 14 candidates by the time we're done at 5 o'clock tonight. I would simply say a presidential endorsement would be very powerful stuff. You combine that with a name recognition factor. I don't know. A bunch of ways to look at this. We're going to find out what you think. In fact, for the rest of this show, we're going to have Rico Waller on at the top of the hour, and I'll ask him what he thinks of this. And in fact, he was a supporter. And my understanding is he even contributed to Danny's Senate campaign. What will he be thinking? Well, we'll find out. By the way, Scott Hammond, according to his people, Scott Hammond is conducting a town hall on education right now. And according to his peeps, that is why, according to his people, that's why he can't call in right now. They're not formulating an answer or anything like that. It's that he's conducting a town hall on education. If he's done with it before high noon, hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with him. Let's get back to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck in Las Vegas, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Talk's biggest campaign advantage as a senator was his support of the president. And when Trump finally gave Heller his approval, his endorsement, Tark didn't have anything to campaign for at all. He was the pro-Trump, and when Trump endorsed Heller, he had nothing left.
Well, but one of the things that Danny had been preaching out on the campaign trail was which Dean Heller is going to be going back to Washington in January. Is it going to be the Dean Heller that was a never-Trumper that opposed the Obamacare legislation? I mean, his vote could have made the difference. And that we can't trust Dean to go back to Washington and legislate as a conservative. He proclaims himself a conservative.
The president trusts him. The president trusts him.
Oh, no. I'm just telling you what Danny said on the campaign trail.
Right. But when Trump started, when he endorsed Heller, there was nothing left he could have.
So in other words,
but the other thing is, yeah.
So you like the move that Danny Tarkanian made?
I think he had to.
Yeah.
He had no wind in his sails anymore. But I would also suggest for you, because you have lots of connections, what's his name? Chuck Booth. He's a campaign manager for both Seaman and Danny. He has more insight on what's going to happen than anyone else in the whole world.
Wow.
First of all, I
don't think that is true because Danny has a campaign manager. It's not Chuck Muth. He is helping the Tarkanian campaign, the Tarkanian for Senate campaign.
Okay.
Don't know where he'll end up on this thing, but you know, I've been saying all along in CD3 there are a ton of really talented, dedicated people who have spent a lot of money already. And now the question is, what do they do? They've got about 6 hours to decide what to do before they close out the filing at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what some of these candidates are going to do. I mean, if they want to stay in the race, it's going to be a spirited race. And you know, what does a Victoria Seaman do? What does a Scott Hammond do? And again, we reached out to both. Scott's people tell us that he is at an education town hall. Hopefully he'll be able to get back to us as soon as that is over. And, you know, we'll find out what these candidates do. But they've got about just over 6 hours to do it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get back with more of your calls coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Calvin said it's a bad move. Our last caller said it was the only move available to Danny. We'll talk about that. And by the way, you may agree with Calvin or our last caller. Doesn't matter. Call me right now, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. We'll talk about it live and local now.
Adam Laxalt answers few questions and offers no solution.
He's taken money from about every lobbyist and big casino in town. He can't provide the adult leadership Nevadans deserve.
Dan Schwartz has been a CEO, solves problems, and won't take a dime from lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Stress can make your life miserable. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Take it from me. Stress can come from work with bosses and coworkers or at home with family members. Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, knows the triggers of stress vary from person to person, and so do the symptoms. Because stress is such a normal occurrence in our lives, many of us don't even recognize that we're suffering from it. If you're easily agitated, feel overwhelmed, have difficulty relaxing, or if you're going through a bout of low self-esteem, then you need to see if my friends at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center can help. A simple saliva test will determine any hormone imbalances, and then Dr. Christie will develop a treatment plan tailored to your needs. Call my friend Dr. Christie Thomas at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. That's 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. They're conveniently located just off the 215 at 5735 South Fort Apache. and online at vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank. My grandfather was a barber, grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust, trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Who says there's no such thing as a free lunch? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm so excited about Rhythm Kitchen's incredible New Orleans-style lunch buffet that I want to treat you to a free lunch. This New Orleans-style lunch buffet includes jambalaya, hush puppies, fried okra, plus a full salad bar and a soft drink. Every day on Live and Local Now, I'll be giving away a free New Orleans-style lunch buffet. So keep listening, and I'll see you at Rhythm Kitchen.
Despite billions spent and a huge tax hike, Nevada schools are last in America. Crowded classrooms, low test scores, and unprepared graduates. A code red emergency that wrecks middle-class families and jobs. As Governor Dan Schwartz will fix it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
A major tremor politically. It's got a measure 7.5 or above. Danny Tarkanian just minutes ago releasing a statement saying that he is running not for the U.S. Senate, but running for CD3, where there are some very, very good people running. Danny Tarkanian, with the support and endorsement of the president, is going to file at 12 noon for CD3. This was what the president tweeted out this morning. It would be great for the Republican Party of Nevada and its unity if good guy Danny Tarkanian would run for Congress and Dean Heller, who's doing a really good job, could run for the Senate unopposed. Wow. And that's exactly what Danny Tarkanian says he is going to do with the support and the endorsement of the President of the United States. We have reached out to a couple of different candidates in that CD3 race. We'll reach out to more as the morning progresses, trying to find somebody that will talk to us on the record relative to their thoughts on this bombshell politically. This is major league stuff. Get back to the phones. Let's go to John. John, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. What do you make of all this?
Well, good morning, Kevin. I hope you're doing well today. I find it to be a big disappointment, and I think it's bad for both Tarkanian and the Republican Party. I think he's just handed the Senate seat over to the Democrats, And I don't think he's going to win the congressional race either. I would have voted for Tarkanian in the primary against Heller. I will not vote for Heller in the general election. So when you say which Heller is going back to Washington in January, there is no Heller going back to Washington in January, because I think there are a lot of Republicans who agree with me. He has sold out his Republican constituents to try and appease Democrats who will never vote for him. He's a big disappointment. He's not going back to Washington. I think Tarkanian could have beat Rosen in the general election. But now, it come the primary time, if Victoria Seaman's still in that race, I'm voting for her in the primary. And Danny doing this move is making him look a lot more like a politician to me, even though he's never even held office.
Let me ask you, the fact that Dean Heller will be running unopposed, won't have to spend $1 million, $2 million, $3 million on a tough primary with Danny Tarkanian, what do you make of it?
I make nothing of it. I think he has sold out the Republicans enough that unopposed or opposed, I think opposed, Danny could have beat him in the primary, and I think Danny could have won the general election, because the way Rosen ran against Danny in the congressional race, and a lot of people realize that she's been dishonest. But Heller has just completely sold out his base, and he's not going to get enough. He's depressed his base. He's not going to get enough of them out there to vote for him come the general election, and the Democrats are energized. He's not going back to Washington. Heller's done.
Okay. Hey, listen, I'm so glad you called, John. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. That frees up a line. Our lines are absolutely jammed, but I do have one line open. If you want to squeeze through now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. The bombshell news, in case you just joined us, Danny Tarkanian has decided to pull out of the U.S. Senate race against Dean Heller at the request of the President of the United States. I know this for a fact. The President called, did not connect with Danny earlier in the week, left a message. His campaign manager either talked with Danny or called for Danny as well. There's been communication between the White House and Danny over the last couple of days. That we know. But now the question is, what happens? And to those of you that supported Danny Tarkanian, do you feel in any way betrayed? Do you feel as if somehow Danny is... done something untoward, and he's doing. I mean, the president asked him to step aside. When the president of the United States, for the good of the party, for the good of the country, asks you to do something, whether it be to accept the nomination for Secretary of State or something as simple as, well, stepping aside a U.S. Senate race and on the last day of filing for CD3, what do you do? Rosemary, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. What do you think of all this?
Well, I'm pissed off. My son works for Danny Tarkanian at Senate and Victoria Seaman for CD3, and my son is going to quit, and so am I. I am disappointed that he didn't stand up. Donald Trump, I voted for him, but he can't have his way on everything either. And I don't like Dean Heller. He's a swamp, he's a disappointment, and he's a turncoat. And I'm pissed off, so I'm not voting for Danny Tarkanian in CD3 because I'm a Victoria Seaman person.
There you go. And by the way, just so you know, I reached out to Victoria just minutes ago. We'll see if she gets back to us before noon and can give us some reaction. I know she's got to be disappointed because she and Danny are friends. And my understanding, I could be wrong here, that at least Amy had expressed a support for Victoria in that CD3 race. I don't know that for a fact, but if they say she said it on the air the other day, I will take her at her word. But this has got to be a bombshell. And I'm, by the way, my phone is blowing up from people all across the state that can't believe what's going on. Sean, you're next up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Well, baby, it's like REO Speedwagon. You got to roll with the changes. Now, the president made a strategic decision here. Obviously, he knows a lot more about what's going on, which we are not aware of. And so he made this decision in for the benefit of the people of the state of Nevada and for the country. And I'm going to tell you people one thing. Go ahead and bail out on what President Trump wants. And we're going to go back to the days of Obama boarding up windows in this town, because that's the only job you're going to have left if Jackie Rosen gets in there and these other Democrats. Just back away from Danny Tarkanian, Dean Heller, and President Trump, and you people are going to go back to the days of homeless, being a homeless bum in this town, and there are not going to be any jobs, and then you're going to have nothing. Then you're really going to have something to complain about. But I support the president's decision. And I'll tell you another thing. I'm a U.S. Marine. I will never vote for a Democrat, not after this garbage with Mueller and all this other crap of attacking the president and his family. I'm sick of it. And if you're a Democrat, you will not have my vote. You're my enemy. Good day.
Thanks, Sean. People are fired up about this. People are fired up. And now these other candidates in CD3 are going to have to think of what they're going to, or what is the approach? What is the approach you use? Do you go on an anti-Danny campaign, knowing that Danny has the endorsement of the President of the United States? We'll talk about. I'm serious. These candidates have got to be thinking, well, going forward, I'm going to stay in the race because I think I can win, especially with 12 or 13 or 14 or whatever it's going to end up being, 15 candidates in the CD3 race. They got to start thinking of how they're going to respond.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
My name is Marcos Lopez, and I'm with Generation Opportunity, a grassroots advocacy group for limited government and economic freedom. Today, I want to talk about an attack on justice and basic freedom. Our Fourth Amendment says that the right of people to be secure against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. But consider the case of the 22-year-old Joseph Rivers. In April 2015, he was on an LA-bound train chasing his Hollywood dream. In his bag, he had his life savings, $16,000 in cash. A DEA agent boarded the train and asked where the passengers were headed. Then the agent asked to search Joseph's bag. Joseph complied. There were no drugs, guns, or evidence of wrongdoing, but the agent suspected the cash was drug money and took it. Was that a reasonable seizure? It was legal because of a practice known as civil asset forfeiture. It allows law enforcement to take cash or property if they suspect it was involved in a crime. There was no due process. Without ever filing criminal charges or obtaining a conviction, U.S. law enforcement can keep a presumably innocent citizen's property. In 2014, government seized more private property than burglars stole. Civil asset forfeiture goes against American traditions of justice. To protect our rights, Nevada must pass common sense reform, so police can't take property without a criminal conviction and local departments can't benefit from the property they seize. The battle-born state must take a stand. Please contact your local representatives today.
It is live and local now. Dean Heller was thought to be an endangered species running for re-election. His battle just got a little easier as Danny Tarkanian has said no to the Senate. We'll talk about that live and local now. Have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800, 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.